listen and make sure you listen to the halachas of the Mechama. Like we'll soon see, the Marachi Mechama Rashi says, that means like there's a special shaita that used to go and tell them, Miroyo Lachzor, who's fit to go back not to fight? Or Miroyo Lelach, who's fit to go fight? The Chazor Aruyo Lachzor, whoever was fit to go back home has to go back home. Kagoyin, like the Pasuk says, Borna Bayis, somebody build a new house. Or Benota Kermit just planted a vineyard. The Yerash Isher married, just got married. The Yerav Yach Alevav, yeah, they also go back. So that's what the Melech Meshuach Mechama now tells them, Divrei Marach Mechama means who is allowed to go fight and who has to return back. Now, Ma'oyma, what does this Meshuach Mechama tell the Yam? Al Yerech Lavavchem, don't be afraid, don't let your heart go on you. Don't be soft. Al Tiru, don't be afraid, V'atech Bezuv V'atartzu. These are four different Lashonis of saying that when you go to Av Mechama, don't be afraid of the enemy. So Gemara says, Kineged Arbor Devorim. This is against the four things, Shoiv Dekachov Moisim, that the Goyim do when they go to fight. Magifin, that they clap together their shields, or Marian, and they blow their shofar, the horns. Tzavochim, they stand scream out as if to say they won. And Veroimsim. Veroimsim, that's the noise of the Susim. That the noise of the horses we had before. Yeah. So Rashi says here that Arbu Azorois, these four warnings, is Kineged Arbu Devorim, is against these four things. They do it to scare the Klal Yisrael, to scare their enemies. Magifim Betrisim, they bang with their shields. Umariim Bekronos, they make a lot of noise with their horns. Vitzavochim Bekronos, they scream a lot. Vereimsim Betzolosusayim. Udaroisim. Yeah. Avotzichtz Chorov is that they make noise with their swords for Shafar's Kalaksin. Now we had before to a lot of army. Hein Ikar Mechama, that's the main part of the Mechama. V'yenim Liayim, those things they don't do just to scare the enemy. Those things they need for the actual Mechama itself. But these other four things, their main purpose is just to scare the enemy. So from this, the Pasuk has to warn us four times: don't be afraid of the Goyim. Then the Mishnah says that Plishtim Bob and its Choynish or Goliath. They came with their rely. They relied on the force of Goliath and he was killed. Gizmor says now, Goliath, Omer Reb Yechanon, Sha'omad Vigilu Ponmuchna Kodesh Baruch Hu. What did Goliath do? He stood up and was making fun of a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. Rashi says, Vigilu Ponim, an open face, means Bechutzpah. He was acting not nice, he was like Chutzpidik to a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Biru lochem ish, that Goliath said, choose for yourself a man, v'yered Eloi, and let him come down to me. So what does it mean, Biru lochem ish, v'yainish yel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What he meant to say is, choose your God, choose your HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Hashem ish mechama. That's what this chutzpah near Goliath said. His own HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that Hareini ma'pilo adei ben ish, I'm going to make him fall down b'yadish, by the hands of David HaMelech. David, Shenem HaPosek says, v'David benish Efrosi Hazeh. That David is called the benish, that's what Hashem made him fall into. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Rabbi Meir, v'shloisha mekaymis in three places, loktu piv l'yoyse Rosha. This Rosha Goliath, the way he spoke, he said bad things about himself. He made a bad mazel for himself alone. That he said, Echod was, Biru lochem ish, v'yered alai. Choose for yourself a man and let him come down against me. So I call upon him, he said though, v'yered alai. Mashma, that he's going to win over me. So even though he didn't mean it, but he said that, let this person come down, that will rule over me. V'idach, what else did he say? He said, Em yuchol lochem iti v'ikoni. The goal said, send me down another person that could fight me and hit me. I call upon him, he said a lashna v'hikoni, that he will hit me. Yeah. And the Yiddish, the third place was the Komal el David. He said to David, Ha'kelev anoichi, ki ata bo alai b'maklois, am I like a dog, that you come to me with sticks? Like when he saw David coming to him, he thought it was a joke. But I call upon him, he called himself a dog, which wasn't a good thing to do. He gave himself a bad mazel. David nami yomale, David also said back to him, that you're coming to fight me with a sword, with your shields, with all your armory. But, and David's saying, I'm going to fight you b'shem Hashem. Abahod Amale, then David said back, V'yonochi bo alecha b'shem Hashem tzavokas elokei marachos Yisrael, ashechi rafta. That I'm going to come to fight back against you with the Koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one that you were making fun of. So after the Chur HaKash was, David also started off dead. So this Gemara answers, no, David didn't start off dead. The Rashi says, V'yein zu psichas pelera, it is not called opening up your mouth for the bed. The Yomalei atem bo limsho bi ayide diber. David meant to say one statement, like, you want to rule over me with your diber. That means nothing. And I'm going to come and rule over you with the Koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk says, "Vayigash haplishti hishkin v'erev." That this plishti, the golas, he came in the morning, came at evening. Am Reb Yechonon k'tei levatla mikriyash mashachas v'yarvus. He was there to stop them, like from saying Krishna. He made a tumult there every morning and every evening. At the time when Klaisa was supposed to be saying Krishna, that's when Goliath came to make a tumult. Vayisiyatzev aboyim yoyim. It says he stood there for 40 days, Goliath. Some Reb Yechonon kineged aboyim yoyim shenitnu b'hem Torah. Kineged the 40 days that Torah was given. So Rashi learned she'ichru Torah l'skabol nitin l'kerech l'siyatzev. For 40 days the Torah was pushed off. The Klaisel first received the Torah 40 days later. So those 40 days was like an ichor, a pushing away zman that gave Goliath a power for 40 days at least to stand there and to scream. Then it says that vayetze ish. This is Goliath. Goliath came out, it's called the Eitzish HaBenayim, the man of Benayim. Came out from the camps of Plishtim. My Benayim, what does it mean, Benayim? Amarav Shemibuna Mikol Mum. He was pure of any blemish. He had no mum. Rashi's Mesukin and Manuka Mikol Mum Shokir. He looked beautiful, Goliath. He had no mum, no bad spots on him. Ushmulama Benuni Shabachit. He was the middle one of his brothers. The very Rabbi Shelley Yomar Shu Osik Binyan. He was built perfectly like a binyan, like a house. That's the way he was built, wide and bottom and slanty up to the top. Rabbi Yechonon Yomar Bar Meya Papi V'Chode Nanoi. What means to say is that Rashi says Ben Atarubis, like his mother was a big zayna. She lived with a lot of men. Shebo Harbe Anoshim Alimoy B'Lay Lachas. A lot of men lived with his mother one night. For Nisabra Menechod, and she became pregnant from one. Nimtza Echod Aviv V'Kula Menafim. The one was his father, but there were 100 Menafim there. V'Golios Shemoi, his name was called Golios, Migos, and he came from Gos. Toni Rav Yosef, Shehakel Doshin Es Imoi Kegas. What does it mean, Gos, like a vineyard? That means his mother was a zoyna. All the men used to live with his mother, like you're pressed down on grapes. Ksiv, it says here, Marois, v'karina marochus, and we read it marochus. Why? Tani Rab Yosef, shakol herubimoi. All the plishtim used to have znus, haro means go into his mother, tchilas bia, have haro with his mother. Ksiv, the pasuk says, harofa. Or ksiv orpa, says by Rus, that the second daughter-in-law was Orpah, so sometimes the pasuk calls her with a hey, and sometimes it says with an ayin, Orpah. So Rav Shmuel's machlokes. Chadam one says, hey Rafa Shema. Her real name was called hey Rafa with a hey. V'loma nikra Shmoi Orpah. Why was the name called Orpah? Sha'akril Orphan Oysam Yachreah. All the goyim that used to have znus with her from her back. Drashi Orphan Oysa have kiratma kibahema. They lived with her like an animal from the back. The Chazama one says, no, Orpah Shema, that was a real name. Why was the name called Harofa? Sha'akil Doshin Oysa Karifos. That all the men used to live with her and have znus with her like Karifos, Rashi says, Chitin Ketushin, like a crushed wheat. That's the way they used to crush her. The Chainwaim, another pasuk says, Vatikach Isha, the Isha took. Vatifra shamasach apnei haber. She took the covering and threw on top of the pit. Vatishtach ole harifos. And she put on top of it harifos. See also, loshon of harifos here means the chitim ketushim. The boy is saying, another pasuk gives me hocha. Im tichto ishes ovel, if you'll chop up like the ovel, b'machteshes b'toich harifos. Ba'ali. That you'll also chop up harifos. You loshon harifos here goes by yazayna. Then it says, "Yes, our boas elo yodul harpa."
Orpah had four big children, four big sons, Degas and Gas. Vayiplu biyad David, but at the end they fell biyad David of Yava Avodov. My Ninu, who were these four big sons that Orpah had? Amar Rav Chisda, Sof, Umodon, Goliath, Vayishmi Benoif. His Goliath's mother was Orpah. So she had these four children, four big children. Vayiplu biyad David of biyad Avodov, and he fell into the hands of David and his Avodim. You see, the pasuk says, "Vateishek Orpah lechamoisa," that Vatishak, that Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, of a Barus Dovkabo, but Rus didn't just kiss her; Rus stayed with her. Znami. So Amr Rabbi Yitzchok, Amr Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Yovoyu bnei haneshuka," that the children of Orpah, the Orpah only just kissed Noemi, Vayiplu biyad bnei advuka, and they'll fall into the hands of the bnei advuka, the bnei of Rus, which David came out from Rus. So Kitzur Goliath was given over to biyad David. And start off with Orpah and Rus. Dorash Rav made a drash like this: Bezchar arba demois sharidu Orpah chamoisa. When the Chamoisa, when Noemi told Orpah, go away, so Orpah cried, let out four tears. Beschus, the four tears that she let out, is Zochsa v'yotzer menu abol giborim. She was zeichet to have these four type of children, that each one was a big gibor, a very strong person. She never, the pasuk says, v'tisenu koylam v'tifkenu, that she put out a voice and she started to cry. She cried more. Ksiv, it says, chet chani yosoi, says that his chanisis, his sword, was like a chetz, like with an arrow. The karin and eitz chanios, we only call it a piece of wood. So Amar Reb Lezer, adayin lo yehagiyonu lechatzi shvach shloisa rosha, that the pasuk did not even talk about half of the strength, the greatness of this golas. But why didn't we finish off saying more about him? Because mikan she'osa l'sapa b'shvach l'shav rishoyim, we're not allowed to say over shvach praise about rishoyim. For loy liftach beklal, I said, don't talk anything about him. The reason why we say a little bit at least is liyadiya shvach de David, to tell the greatness of David, that even though this golas was such a great big bully, still David went and fought against him. So we say a little bit at least to show the greatness of David HaMelech, how he went to fight against him. Then the Mishnah says that bnei Amon bo b'nitzchon shoshevich. Amon came to fight with the koyach, the power of Shoivich. So Mara says, Ksiv Shoivich, it was written Shoivich, or Ksiv Shoivich, it's also written Shoivich. The Shalom, what's his real name? So Gemara says, Rav Shmuel, Machloikas Rav and Shmuel. Chadama one says, Shoivich Shmoy. His real name was called Shoivich. Voloma Nikra Shmoy Shoivich. Why do they call him like a Shoivich, like a bird nest? She also a shavich. He's made like the vice is very tall, like a shavich, like a high bird nest. It's very high up. The Chadama once says shavich shemoy. No, that was his real name. For lama nikra shemoy shavich. Why they call him shavich? She called a royoy. So whoever used to see him nishpach lefonik kitoin would mamish fall apart like an empty barrel of water. Like you pour out the barrel nishpach lefonik kitoin. You empty out the pitcher. But they were afraid of him, he was so big. Ashposoi ki kever, his ashpos yomkyo was like a kever, the grave. Pasuach. And kulam giborim, they were all very strong. Rav Shmuel v'yamrlo samsei ravami v'ravasi. Chadama once says it means that v'shosha zorkin chetz. At the time when the shovach used to throw an arrow, oisin ashpos ashpos shechalolim. He would make mamish full of junkyards, full of chalolim, he would kill so many people. That's how strong and fierce he was. Maybe you tell me Shumne Bekerev, that they were able to shoot the arrow very good. They're a big ume, they knew how to shoot well, not because they're so strong. The prophet says, Kulam Gibarim, they're all very strong. That's the reason why, because they're very strong. And still Klai Yisrael went against them. The Chadam once says like this, that Bishor Shoysin Tzorcheichem, Tzorcheim, when he used to go to the base of Kisei, is Oysin Ashposa Ashposa Shosevel. Used to let a lot, at least to let a lot out. The Shemata, maybe you tell me, if Neshecholi Mayinheim, because they are sick people, that's why. Not because they used to eat so much and so great and strong, because they are sick. Talmudoyman, this the pasuk says, no, Kulam Gibarim, they're all very strong people. Sakam used to let out so much, because they used to eat and be so big. And Omar of Mori Shramin, from here we hear that Haiman the Nofer Zivlei is somebody that lets out a lot. You should know Choli Mayanhu. It's a sickness. And that was the Havamin over here. Since they have so much Zevel, most probably they're sick. So Mori answers by them, it says that Yiburim. By a normal person, if he has to go a lot, it's a Raya that he's sick. It's proof that he's sick. So Mori says, the Mayanhu Kumina, what's the difference? Litrach Benavshay. To take care of himself. He should go to a doctor to take care that he shouldn't have to go so much. He's like sick, he has to realize it and get himself well. Pasuk says, Doaga b'lev ish yishchenu. You have a lot of daig, a lot of worries, yishchenu, get rid of it. So Ravami Ravasi, Chadom, yishchenu midaita. Take it out of your mind. Stop, forget about it. Don't think about it. The Chadom, yishchenu lecherim. Talk it over with others. If you have a lot of problems, a lot of worries, so talk it over with others. That's the better answer. And this the Mishnah ends off of V'yatem came. Klai Yisrael is not this way. We don't come with B'tchuna Shabbos of Adam, but we're coming with the B'tachon of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Kol Kach Lama, what was so great about the Orin that we have to say the Orin was there? B'vnei Shashem v'chol kinuyov munachim b'yorin. Because Rashi says, Shashem v'chol kinuyov oimdim b'yorin. Hayotzim ova mechama. But they weren't to have the Muhammad.